thank you for joining us again for another informative episode of Satellite Nation. Satellite Nation is a weekly call-in show geared towards the hobby side of all things television. Brought to you by Satellite Guys Radio. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Brian.
Good evening, Satellite Nation. I'm Brian Gould, Titanium Satellite.
And I'm Michael Graves, KE4EST. Good evening, Satellite Nation. Now, this week on Satellite Nation, we're going to take some time off for the holidays, or at least the Thanksgiving holiday, and spend some time with our families. So we're going to do a replay, and tonight we're going to be replaying the interview we did with Bill and Tracy Walsh. They're the husband and wife team from, I believe it's Wichita, Kansas, from KCTU TV 43. And they run a low-power TV station over there. It's got quite a bit of coverage. And really did enjoy that interview with them, and it was really great. And it's definitely worth a replay, so stay tuned and listen up for that.
Then later on in the show, Joe from Amoco North America joins in, and it talks about the A3 development and some other projects. Sit back, relax, rest up for the big Thanksgiving with your family, and then the craziness of Black Friday sales.
Speaking of Black Friday sales, we're going to have a few here to tell you about, and starting with myself, I'm going to have the Titanium C1 TLL. I'm going to have that running for $34, and then ASC1, the big old mover, dish mover, I'm going to have it running. For what I'm going to do is, my stuff is going to run from Friday through Monday. But on the ASC1, I'm just going to do it's going to be $150 for one day only. And then it's going to go back up to maybe $160 or $65 or something like that. And then also, I'm going to have some other little sales there for you to look at. So go over to www.nc-electronics.com and check them out. And also, Dave Wallace from GotSeedBand.com, he's going to have a few specials, and I know his big special. If you go over to store.gotseedband.com and click on Friday sales, you'll see this Friday he's going to have one day only. You get four KU band LNBFs, I think they're universals, with a switch, four-way switch, and it comes with the brackets for $19 shipped. So it's a pretty good deal. You might want to check it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's nc-electronics.com for your website. And for Dave's, it's gotcband.com. Now, over at Titanium Satellite website, that's www.titaniumsatellite.com, we're going to be running our Black Friday special starting tonight with the show all the way through Monday as well. Now, we're going to be offering, during that time period, the ASC1 DeSeek 1.2 controller at the lowest price ever, regular $180, now only $145, including free shipping anywhere in the continental U.S. And also the new C1W PLL Lite model. Now, that's usually $25. Now, we're going to be offering that for $19, including free shipping anywhere in the continental U.S. Now, these prices are only good through Cyber Monday. Now, if you're outside of the U.S., you'll get the same great prices, but you'll be charged our lowest shipping rate available. So visit us today, titaniumsatellite.com. Now, we also want to put a special Thanksgiving thanks out to Scott over at satelliteguys.us, and he runs, of course, Satellite Guys Radio. Also, Dave over at gotcband.com, and Ralph Black with Access America. He gets us up on Galaxy 19 KU band, and right after our show, he has a show called Sat Talk Radio with Michael Cole.
Happy Thanksgiving, Satellite Nation. I wish you the best.
May we always be thankful for even the smallest things in life. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Today we're talking with Tracy and Bill Walsh. Now, they are with a TV station in Wichita, Kansas, KCTU. Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Well, great. Could you tell Michael and I a little bit about the station that you work with? KCTU, where is it located there, and what's your coverage?
It is located in Wichita, Kansas, and it covers roughly about a 50-mile radius of Wichita proper.
Usually we think of TV stations as being very powerful, to cover that area. How many watts do you run?
We're actually running 800 watts digital.
Okay, now 800 watts, 50-mile radius, that's pretty good. Tracy, you are the programming director, and your husband, Bill, is the RF engineer. So, Bill, tell us a little bit about 50 miles seems like very good coverage for an LPTV station.
Well, we lucked out. When we bought the transmitter and antenna from a station that was testing digital down in Florida, we bought it secondhand. We had our antenna is on top of the Epic Center, which is the tallest building in Kansas, about 340 feet, I think, above the ground. And our transmitter's in the transmitter room 24 floors up. So we have 60 feet of feed line from the transmitter to the antenna, and it's heavy-duty, you know, about 2-inch hard line.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
The antenna has the perfect down angle for that height and the terrain. And if you get up on top of that building, we've got pictures of it. You take you bring them home and bring the picture up on your big screen TV or big screen computer.
Mm-hmm.
You get the land in Kansas, central Kansas, is so flat you can actually see the curvature of the earth on the edge.
Wow. So you're really lucky, because I think a lot of the times we think of these TV stations and radio stations as the antennas in the middle of a marsh field, and you engineers are sitting in a little square shack at the bottom of the tower. But you seem to have some really nice real estate there.
Oh, yeah. We have a nice air-conditioned room for our transmitter. It's wonderful. spoiled.
You're right at the base of that antenna, too. Pretty sweet. No feed line loss there, hardly, huh?
No feed line. I mean, the feed line's not long enough to have a loss. But the worst part of the whole thing is there's an elevator that goes up 22 floors, then you have to go up two more floors by stairs to get to the transmitter room. And then from there, there's three more floors worth of stairs to go to the roof. And they're almost straight up, yeah.
Wow. Now, in addition to the broadcast coverage, you're carried by cable companies as well?
We are on AT&T U-verse on channel 1. On channel 43, yeah, our dot one channel
mm-hmm.
is on 43. And then we're on 6 or 7 rural cables with one channel as well.
Okay. Do any of these cable companies carry any sub-channels of yours?
No.
Okay.
Most of them just carry the main channel for everybody. Now, Cox, you can get other channels, but you pay dearly for that. That's not something they pay you for. You pay them.
Seeing, I was looking at your website, and I just want to invite everybody who's listening in, if you want to check out the KCTU website as we talk here this evening, go ahead, head over to www.kctu.com. Now, down in the lower right corner of the page, there's a great link that will give you a virtual tour of the station. So go check out the site as we're talking about. And this is not your typical low-power TV station. How many sub-channels do you have?
We have 8.
8? What's the quality like?
We run a little bit higher on the movie channels. We actually have 19.373 megahertz of bandwidth.
And divide that between 8 channels?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, is this dynamic or is this a fixed assignment?
It fluctuates a little bit. It's fixed, but there's a little bit of fluctuation.
Well, you can adjust each channel individually for the amount you want that channel to use.
So what channels do you carry?
We carry this TV. We've been this TV affiliate.
We were one of the first.
And we're actually one of their number one LP stations carrying them.
Congratulations.
And the works is partially run by this TV, and that's where we picked that up at. The works is a split between this TV, which is MGM, and Titan Management, which is a sub of Sinclair.
Okay, so you have this TV, the works, 6 other channels here. What else you have?
What else you got there?
Ebru. We have Untamed Sports. We just switched from the Cool TV to the Country Music Channel called Zeus Country.
Huh, I've never heard of Zeus Country before. Is that an encrypted channel?
It was a country music channel before. It's actually on a server.
Okay.
Same way Cool TV is on a server, and they just do an update.
Okay.
Every night they update the files.
Is that just like country music videos, or is it everything country music?
It's a little bit of everything country music. A lot of videos, though, but they do a lot of interviews and other things. But it runs off of a high-definition server.
Okay. And then...
So does Cool TV. Mm-hmm. And then we have the AMG network, which I am actually partially working for them now.
Hmm.
And I hope everybody enjoys the programming. I kind of wanted to mention that. Everybody needs to take a look at the new AMG because the programming has changed dramatically.
So if our listeners want to watch AMG and they're not living in the Wichita area, how would they see that?
That is on 97 C-band.
97 West on C-band, unencrypted. All right.
The owner loves backyard satellite people.
That is great to know. Okay.
Wow, that's nice.
So that means that AMG will probably be around for a while for free-to-air.
They started in 2007. They just keep growing year, and this year is really getting good. I'm helping with some of the programming, and we're getting some newer movies. We actually ran Star Trek, the motion picture, and Star Trek, the Wrath of Khan, Monday and Tuesday of this week.
Wow. Some good programming.
And we've got some other movies coming. Most of the movies will be coming starting back up in December, and there'll be two or three movies a month all next year.
Interesting.
So I was looking at the list. We're talking 2010, 2011, 2012 stuff.
Hmm, pretty current. Very
good.
Getting
that on TV this soon is not too shabby.
Now, the other two channels
not
you have
bad.
Is, what, Mikasa and Biz TV? What are these?
Mikasa is Spanish-oriented television, but it's all in English. And it comes out of Houston, Texas. And then we have BizNet.
BizNet. Okay, great.
BizNet. Yeah, it's business television, and it actually comes in IP.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of programming here. Now, of your mix, what is your mix for what you pull off a satellite versus fed by servers? Or IP, I'm sorry, I should say that.
Okay, well, IP is just BizNet.
Well, and Zeus.
And, well, but Zeus and the Cool TV, they're on a server, though, and they're updated overnight. 10 to midnight, they do update.
Okay, so probably about 70% of your programming comes in by satellite and the rest by IP?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's probably higher on satellite, really.
Oh, really? Okay.
We don't play anything live off the Internet. Everything comes to a server is played off the server.
Now, what's very interesting, and let's point this out. Michael and I were talking. You're not living in Wichita. And, most of us think of program managers and the RF engineer living at the base of the tower. Where do you folks live? How far away?
We're 128 miles south of Wichita in the country.
How does that work to telecommute into your station?
We FTP.
So,
and a lot of phone calls every day.
Okay, so basically you do all the program building there at your home, and then you FTP it over to the station for these eight channels to play out?
Exactly.
All the syndication.
Everything syndicated comes here.
Okay.
All the other... Now, we have a 30-foot simulsat satellite dish and two 10-foot dishes at the station.
Now, for those folks listening who don't know what a simulsat is, that is for multi-satellite reception with a single dish. How many satellites do you get fed from that simulsat?
We pull an eight.
Okay.
And it's half-inch cable, and it's not fun to work with.
How often do you ever, have to travel, too, when you have to go to the station?
We actually go to the station about every 60 days for two or three days. Sometimes sooner, if something breaks or something. Like, AMC changed channels unexpectedly, and we had to make a quick trip up for that. And, we've done some network changes, and we make a trip up for that. And then sometimes the syndicators want to come in and visit, and I'll show up for that.
Right. You have to put in a little bit of FaceTime once in a while so the boss knows you're still alive.
Yeah.
So he knows who he's writing that check to?
We probably make 4 to 6 phone calls back and forth a day. We do a lot of texting. FaceTime. If you all got iPhones, you know what FaceTime is?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gets used a lot. I talk Ron through a lot of changes that way. We just turn on our cameras and start talking.
Now, both of you work as a team at the station, KCTU 43. Now, you met before you started working at the station. It's very interesting that a husband and wife team works together at the station, I should say at home for the station, and then you have other duties there. How did you get involved with working with the station?
I actually worked for Full Power for a while and then went to work. I went from Full Power to Low Power, and then I went into another field for a while. But I stayed friends. We stayed friends with the general manager and his wife, and 3.5 years ago, the general manager had a heart attack, and we got a phone call, can you come help?
Well, I don't think they actually asked that right off the bat. We got the phone call, said he was in the hospital having a heart attack, and when Tracy told me, I was totally stunned for a couple of seconds. You know, you have to get your mind wrapped around it before you can speak. My first words were, when do we leave? You know, it wasn't like, okay, are we going up or anything? It was, when do we leave? There was no question we were going to go up. So we spent a month and a half. We worked there all week, and then a friend of ours let us stay at their house, camp out in one of their rooms. And we'd go up there and spend Monday through Friday. Come home on Friday night, do laundry, mow the yard, take care of whatever, go back Monday and start over again.
So at that time, you just thought that this was something temporary that you were doing for a friend.
Right, yeah, basically. And then Ron said, would you come back and be my programming manager? And I said, I will not move back. Can I do it from home? And I had gotten into doing, we had, what, 3 satellite dishes at the time, 2 KUs and 1 Z band.
A few more than that, but yeah, that's the basic idea.
And then he said, yeah, you can do it from home. We'll just figure out how to do it. And we went and bought some software and upgraded our computers. It's just grown from there.
So what year was this?
3.5 years ago.
So in 3.5 years, your home dish farm has grown a wee bit. So three and a half years ago, you had 3, maybe 4 dishes. What do you have now?
32.
32. Congratulations.
Now, is that all for personal use, or is that still split, or what are you doing with all those?
I have access to 22 of them in my living room. I have, I'm using an 8x1 and some 4x1 switches, and I can do 22 dishes on my A2 box, my Amoco A2.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason for this. Tracy is absolutely the most impatient person you will ever meet. She wants everything done yesterday, but she won't tell you about it.
I don't want to wait for this to move.
So are you gonna pay for this comment a little later on this evening, Bill?
Oh, I tell this story all the time, and she doesn't beat me too bad.
I just turn red.
She's too impatient to wait for one dish to traverse from satellite to satellite. So she has all these different dishes set up on all the satellites so she can just push a button and pick up whatever satellite she wants to pick up instantly.
Now, that means that you've probably done a fair amount of digging.
A few, yeah.
Now, I've been in Oklahoma, and I know that the soil out there is not this soft, loamy stuff. Tell me about these hole digs.
It takes about 3 days, and I saved up and bought Bill a power auger.
Oh, how romantic. Wow.
It takes about 3 days to do a 3.5-foot hole.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to dig down a little ways, fill the hole with water, let it soak in. Dig down a little bit further, fill it full of water, let it soak in. Dig down a little bit further, fill it full of water, just let it, you know, and just keep watering it down until we can get the hole dug.
Tracy, I got to say, that is the most romantic gift that a woman could give a man. I'm sure there was nothing behind it other than pure love for your man when you got him that auger.
He was really having troubles using that post hole digger. I had to live with him hurting so bad.
Right.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings when I had to ask you for another hole.
I'm 67 now, and my back isn't the world's best. I abused my body when I was young, like most of us do. And, I'm getting too old for this stuff anymore.
we just put a pipe in the ground today, in fact. It's funny you bring that up.
Ah, so what are you going to be, what are you putting in, or what are you doing?
I have a 4-foot KU dish that I stuck on one of those non-penetrating roof mounts, and it's rather large, and they're hard to mow around. And
oh, okay. So you used a non-pen roof mount as a temporary fixture in your field there?
Right.
Okay.
The front yard.
Oh, okay. Now, am I to assume that you feel a little less bad asking Bill to dig a hole now? Maybe some of the guilt is gone and more dishes are going in?
Well, I go out and help him. Actually, I don't really see that we're going to add a lot more. It's more kind of phasing some of the smaller ones out for a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. Now, with 32 dishes, I imagine some of this is dedicated for the television station, and probably on the tax records, all of them are. But
we don't worry about the taxes on it.
Okay. But of these 32 dishes, how many of the dishes are used daily for your feeds?
4.
Okay.
Got passive splitters on a couple of them because I do manual and automatic. I have Pathfire and I have Pitch Blue servers.
Okay, now these terms are maybe not familiar to people. They maybe know the stations or have heard of them. What are some examples of the Pitch Blue or the Pathfire stations or feeds that they provide you?
Well, you can't see Pathfire. It's proprietary. It's on 97 C-band, and it's a digital file. It's not actually a visual signal that you would be able to see with the naked eye in a satellite receiver.
Okay, so it's an IP data feed then that's encrypted.
Right.
Okay.
It's very proprietary, and that's on 97 and 123 KU.
And then Pitch Blue. I know Pitch Blue. I've heard the name before. What are some examples of some of the programming that they feed you?
GDMX channels on 99 C band.
Now, a lot of programming. You and I were talking before we started taping the show here. A lot of programming is up on 99 right now.
A lot of the syndicated shows you can find if you just take the time to go through those channels.
Now, in the early days, we used to see some of these syndicated feeds listed in the mags that went out, OnSat, etc. But nowadays, these feeds are a little more discreet. But definitely, when you look at the 2 dots and the 6 dots on 99 West, there is a lot of programming up there.
And you can write a small schedule on when a lot of that stuff is during the overnight hours.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff that comes in, 3 to 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So set the DVR overnight and just maybe see what's coming in on those feed channels.
Exactly.
Now, could you kind of give a brief description? I noticed that there's different programming content on the channels that are labeled 2 dot something and the channels that are on the 6. What's the difference between those groups of channels?
The 2 dot channels come in on the machine and they're controlled by GDMX.
Okay, so they keep track of what channels you have for your syndicated feed and they'll make sure that those programs are pushed out to your recorder.
Exactly.
Okay. What happens if you miss one of those?
Then they send what they call them linear. I call them manual. The six-dot channels are mostly manual. Some of the six-dot channels are feeds that not all stations have the equipment. I mean, you have to qualify to get this equipment. It's not just, you don't just make a phone call to the company and say, hey, I want this. You have to have a certain amount of programming to qualify for it.
So how much of your programming, your syndicated programming, do you pull off of these Pitch Blue and Pathfire feeds?
Probably 10 or 12 shows a week off of each one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got some shows that come down daily, Monday through Friday. Those are referred to as a strip. There's no nudity involved. But if it's Monday through Friday, if it's a Monday through Friday, the lingo is they call them a strip.
Okay.
And then, like, I have some shows that are on the weekend, and they call that the week. They actually call it the weekend.
Okay. So probably just kind of to tease all the listeners out there, if you have a C-band dish, and it probably needs to be, what, at least a six-footer, recommended larger, of course, but to get all of the GDMX feeds, there
That's
is
pretty strong.
They are, but I noticed some of them, I'm trying to remember which one it was, shows up. I think the six dots show up a little bit stronger than the two dots.
Yes, they do. They're all standard def.
Yeah. And so
there's some HDs in the two dash.
So if you have a DVR hooked up to at least a 4-footer or a 6-foot dish with C-band, swing it over to 99 and set that DVR to record some of these channels overnight. You might find some programming that you really enjoy that you're not going to see anywhere else.
8 or 9 o'clock at night, a lot of stuff kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first of the year, towards the end of the month, a lot of movies feed. I'll give you that little hint.
Thanks for the tidbit. Michael, yeah. You going to set your DVR to record tonight?
I'm going to.
Monday through Friday is the busiest. I do get a few shows early Sunday morning, but Monday through Friday is the busiest. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, very busy.
Okay. And, you know, something that you mentioned, Tracy, that I agree with completely, so many people out there don't watch these feed channels because when they tune across them, they're blank, nothing's on them, and so they just kind of don't put them in their favorites list. But there is a plethora of programming up there that is not available on any other channels that are up on the satellite.
Now, I tell Tracy, I tell everybody, here at the house we have 2,000 channels of nothing to watch.
And we love it, don't we?
I'm actually watching a football game, a high school football game that's about, 8 miles west of here, Bill?
Yeah, something like 8 or 9, something like that.
8 miles west of here, I'm watching the live feed.
Isn't that amazing? You're 8 miles away, but you're watching a feed that's traveled at least 46,000 miles. I've been in this industry for so many years, but you talk about this and you go, wow, that's cool.
Well, we went to town one night. I don't want to mention names, but anyway, we went and we came through town and there was the Cox satellite truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned to Bill, I said, I think I know what satellite they're on. And we came home and I scanned 3 birds and found it.
Awesome. Well, I'm a little relieved because this is a family show. And when you said you and Bill went to town, I was wondering what direction we were going there. But
well, it's 8 miles to the closest town, either direction.
Okay. So you have plenty of room, and you probably don't have any neighbors complaining about that antenna farm.
Now, I've had a few people stop and ask me why I had all the dishes, and I said, I'm still trying to find the right channel to talk to God on.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we have the 32 satellite dishes in the front yard. Then on the south end of the house is a 76-foot Rome tower, and on the north end of the house is a 65-foot Rhone tower.
Michael, why do you think they have Rhone towers?
That's what I was going to say, I bet you're a ham radio operator.
Well, that's also how we get our internet out here.
Yeah.
Our internet is 5.8 gigahertz, three jumps from the big city.
And so
35 miles away.
So you feed all of your programming via FTP, via wireless?
Yeah, we have a 5.8 link that's a three-hop to downtown fiber, and we have a 5-gig up-down balanced line.
Wow.
Well, you live out here like this, you can't get DSL or cable or any of that stuff. So dial-up is about their satellite. The time lag on satellite internet, if you've ever tried it, is absolutely atrocious. So we have this wireless feed that they give us. We get our internet because we give them space on our tower to resell.
Oh, so you're reselling your personal tower space, huh? Awesome.
Yeah, so they're reselling off of a repeater on the top of my 76-foot tower,
awesome.
And we're not capped. And I supply all the electricity, the backup electricity here, because we have a generator that kicks in if the power goes out, keeps everything running.
Oh, don't forget all the UPSs.
Oh, we also don't even mention UPSs. But there's five or six in every room of the house.
Big ones.
So we get our internet because that's our payment for the power rent.
That's awesome. Michael, don't you wish you could get 5.8 for payment for something?
Yeah, I wish I could. Problem is here in the mountains, I've got so many trees in the way and mountains and stuff. I ain't flat because we got it around here. But
so
this has been very reliable. We used satellite for a while. We had that Wild Blue, and but they capped you. And believe it or not, we hit that cap a few times, and they slow you down to dial-up
yeah.
or worse.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
worthless.
Yeah.
For, you know, 2 or 3 weeks until you're back yeah. in their graces again. So
well,
you'd
be living in Wichita if you didn't have what you had.
I will not go back. There's a difference in people.
Yeah.
Here in Oklahoma, you talk to strangers, and strangers talk back. You don't find that in Kansas.
And Okie's definition of a stranger is a friend they haven't met yet.
I love it. Both of you are involved in amateur radio. Michael, do you want to kind of find out a little bit about their...
Yeah. So how long have you been into the ham radio engines? And did one get the other one into it, or you have tickets separate from each other before you met?
Well, I've had my license, I'm going to say close to 30 years.
You had to do Morse code, and I did.
Yeah, I took my first test was a novice test. At 5 words a minute Morse code.
Yeah.
They don't even have that license anymore, and you don't take code anymore. So that tells you how long I've been around. When Tracy and I got married, she had more business band radios. And I kept talking to her about getting into ham radio. And she's like, nah, 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 nah. And I said, look, as much as you know about this stuff, you can pass the test. There's no question of that.
Yeah.
And I did. I was scared, but I did.
You did it, didn't you?
But, you know, when I actually worked at the TV station, the guys took the time to show me stuff. They spent time.
Right.
And I got friendly with soldering iron, and I actually built a telephone interconnect box at the television station so we could pull live phone lines in. We could do 5 phone lines at the same time live, balanced.
Wow.
Boy, you two, how many hats do you guys wear? Wow.
I don't do that anymore. I don't do I do 4 or 5 hours a day of video what we call video rendering. What you see on satellite, we take that and put that into files. And like a 30-minute
yeah.
show is 4 files. And we take out the black, of course, and each commercial break starts a new file.
Right.
And so I have to take each one of those shows and go through it, pull out all the black, and make a file, and then make a folder, and then send it. Bill says, I just want to see shows first, but that's what it is. A lot of times, I don't have time. We've gotten so busy. We're doing 10 shows for AMG now.
Wow.
A week.
I was going to say, I don't think you have time to watch them all.
I don't. And I'd like to, because some of them are wonderful. Now, I sat and watched a couple of the shows the other night just to see how they looked, and in fact, the gal from AMG, she called me And she says, you know, I sat there watching, and she says, I realized those came from you, and the quality looked good. And, of course, we run the highest quality MPEG-2 we can when we have to burn a disk or we do a file. We're MPEG-2.
Okay.
All right.
Because of ATSC.
And we're still analog at the station. Our front end's still analog.
Now,
our switcher, our cameras, everything is still analog.
And going back to the station, how many hours of local content do you generate a week?
6 to 7 hours a week.
Uh-huh. And do you have local news?
That's during our noon program. We have a 11-minute segment.
Well, we have two studios. The downstairs studio has 5 sets. And one of those is a blue screen set where you can put you anywhere in the world you wanted to go and probably a few places you never wanted to go. Upstairs, we have 2 sets and room for like 3 or maybe 4, depending on how we would set them up. I mean, we're not what I call it a broom. I call some of these low power stations broom closet stations. There's a transmitter in a closet somewhere.
Yep.
It comes in on the satellite, goes into the transmitter, and goes out on the antenna. That's it. And nobody's ever there.
And
I call those broom closet stations.
And you are not.
We're not. We are an actual TV station. We even have a remote truck.
A full remote truck, a big one with 2 generators.
Wow.
We're not a fly-by-night operation in any shape.
Yep. Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for being guests this evening. You know, it's not often that we get to talk to somebody who is involved not only with a local television station, the production of it, but this evening we've been treated to, you know, finding out a little bit about the RF engineering. We've talked a little bit about the production, the syndication. Definitely, I've learned a lot this evening, and I've really enjoyed talking with you. Could we have you on again sometime?
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget now, everybody, Tracy's very active over at the Bridge FCA, if you didn't know.
Well,
Tracy,
I have time.
Okay, she goes by. Yeah. Maybe not very active, but you're active enough over there. I see you sign in anyway.
I don't have enough time to play around with one of those A3s.
The final question that I'm going to have for both of you. In your job description, what is the biggest challenge for you, Bill, working at a local TV station?
Everything in the station weighs 300 pounds or more. I say that. It's not quite that bad, but everything in there is really heavy. All the equipment, the servers, the encoders, that stuff gets so heavy.
And then you talked about the 3 flights of stairs at the top of the elevator, right?
Yeah, there's 2 flights up from the elevator and 3 up to the roof.
Okay.
You know, and that's quite a climb when you're old.
And Tracy.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
Tracy, what is the biggest challenge for you working at a local station?
Time. Having a show come late, that will ruin your day real quick.
What options do you have at that point if a show shows up to you late?
You get on the phone and start making phone calls. I've had to make phone calls at 9, 10 o'clock at night and get return phone calls 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning with update. At least they call and update you.
So anything to get the show, huh?
I had to get up and do a manual recording. What was that, at 6 a.m., Bill?
Yeah. I got you up at 5:30, 5:15.
And that was after I'd had 3 wake-up phone calls during the night. The phone's on my side of the bed.
Oh, right. I just really want to thank you guys for being on Satellite Nation, and we would like to invite you to be back on again sometime. This evening, we've been talking with Tracy and Bill Walsh. Tracy is the programming director, and Bill is the RF engineer at KCTU, Channel 43, Wichita, Kansas. And we've learned a lot about everything that makes a small TV station tick. So, you guys, thanks for the time. And we appreciate and look forward to having you on again.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
Well, we're glad to be here. Thank you.
Next up, after we come back for break, we are going to have Joe from Fridge FTA. So hang around. We'll be right back. Join us here live every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific for another exciting episode of Satellite Nation. Satellite Nation is a live, one-hour weekly call-in radio show about the technology that we love. Every week, Satellite Nation features top industry news, interviews with the people and companies behind the products and services that change the world. Listen live to Satellite Nation for the inside scoop on the products and technology that we use every day. Meet and talk with the dreamers, innovators, developers of yesterday's, today's, and tomorrow's technologies. Satellite Nation airs here on Satellite Guys Radio and on Access America Radio Network on Satellite Galaxy 19. Tune in every Wednesday night live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Like us on Facebook. Let us know what you want to talk about because it's your Satellite Nation. Hello, Michael. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh boy, I'm hearing myself on a speaker in the background there, Mr. Microphone.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm coming to you from a fire war zone out here in California. About 3 hours ago, a big fire broke out about 4 miles from my office here, and I sent you a couple pictures there, Michael, but. It's already grown to 400 acres and a report of it being arson. So prayers going out to everybody affected by this. And you just want to grab a gun and go hunt for an arsonist.
Oh, yeah. That's a bunch of crap there. I seen you text me that and I was like, what? I mean, lightning you have no control over or whatever, but when something like that happens, that's just a bunch of bull.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I just wanted to say, boy, it was really a great time talking with Tracy and Bill. I believe Tracy's going to be joining us here in a few minutes, and I think Joe is probably hanging out as well. Now, I just wanted to remind everybody what Tracy had to say about AMG on Galaxy 19 C-band. It's really great to know that there is a broadcaster up there with pretty good programming that really is interested in the backyard satellite guys. So AMG on Galaxy 19 C-band, put that in your channel list and check them out.
Sure.
All right. Well, should we check out area code 651? Area code 651. Is that you, Joe?
That is me, Brian. How's it going?
Hey, welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you.
Now, for those of you who don't know, and you must be living under a rock if you don't, Joe is with FridgeFTA.info, runs a great forum over there, and Michael and I are both members over there as well. And you have a great product, which gets mentioned here quite frequently. The Amico A3, it's an Android set-top box and much, much more. So what can you tell us about some of the development that you've been doing on that and any tidbits you can share with us tonight?
Well, this week's actually been pretty slow because, as you know, working with manufacturers in China, whenever they they get a holiday about once a month and any of their holidays, in America, we get one day off.
No.
They're gone for a week or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was this one? I think it was like 10 days?
I think it was 7 days for our people.
Felt like 10.
Maybe it was 10 days for other people. But, yeah. But, it gave me, I've been kind of taking it easy over the last week. But, been working on different projects. One of them was we're trying to get more than 60 dissect 1.2 positions in the A3. So I think I found a code that does it. Just have to have the engineers actually, I think, just change a simple number so it says 1 through 28 instead of 1 through 60.
Perfect. And for those of you who don't know, the DISEC 1.2 that Joe's talking about is for motor control. And like we talked about on last week's show, most of the limitations for DISEC 1.2 comes from the implementation of the number of positions. So it's really great to hear, Joe, that you're working on giving some more positions. What are the total number of positions that you can have on DISEC 1.2 motor control?
You know, I'm thinking it was, isn't it 255?
Yeah, I believe you're right. 255, 254, somewhere in there, because I don't think zero counts as a position number. So, but so how many are you thinking activating there?
What's that?
How many are you thinking of activating?
How many are you going to activate?
Well, from what I saw in the file, you know, what I sent you the snippet of,
yep.
It looks like they already have 127 or 128 coded in there. And from what I'm seeing, if I want to get 128 through 255, I just literally have to put in the numbers because the commands are already in there.
Yep.
Send it over to them, ask them to EMP it into the app, and to, like I said, change the number from 1 through 60 to 1 through whatever it is we want.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, I would say the 128 should be easy, you know, and the 255 if they want to CMP my file in there.
Right. Hey, before we bring Tracy in here, anything else that you're working on that you can share with the A3? I know you've been very busy you know, just little things here and there, but man, it's been a very flawless release.
Yeah, that's I'm still shocked because with as you know, with any new product, especially a complicated STB, you normally run into all sorts of feeds that cause you problems.
Yep.
and you know, crash bugs and all sorts of things. And you know, the first 2 weeks that we released it, I was sitting holding my breath, you know, waiting for it to happen, and we haven't ran into any major problems.
Yeah, and I would say the problem that has been encountered with recording just a couple of feeds, you know, I've seen that on other set-top boxes, and I'm very confident that it's something that you're going to be able to address very soon. It's very minor, very minor.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's with SD channels, which is, you know, you would think it would be a high data rate HD channel that would give you problems. But
yeah.
Of course not. It's just a simple SD one. But yeah, I'd already sent the engineers the problem description, a couple of transport stream samples. So I think it's just a matter of with them getting off holiday, getting caught up, and I don't think they'll have a problem getting it fixed for us.
Definitely. Anything else that you can share with us that you're working on there?
Yeah, I'm working on the DLNA, which is basically real simple network sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get that to work right so that you know, you can take your Android phone or a tablet or any DLNA-enabled device,
mm-hmm,
and share all the media to your A3.
And that would not only be on the LAN. You could probably even come in from outside your LAN if you know the routing.
DLNA, I think, it's a local protocol.
Local only.
But there's other ways. Like, we already have an HTTP server,
right,
and FTP server.
I love that remote control.
Yeah,
I love that remote control server that you have for getting in there via wireless. That is so cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last time I brought out my portable dish.
Yeah.
I brought out my phone instead of the Sad Hero. And use the meter, you know, right on the phone with the A3 app to aim the dish. Took me a total of about 2 minutes.
That is so cool. Now, what is the delay when between your receiver and your phone when you're adjusting the dish? Is there a noticeable delay when you're adjusting the dish to getting a signal feedback?
You know, I thought there was some latency, but I think the I wouldn't call it a problem, but I think what, you know, I was looking for the meter to show up instantly with a super weak signal,
uh-huh,
like what happens on a satellite meter. But, you know, with an STB, your lock threshold and everything is higher than you're going to see on a meter.
Right.
So I don't think that there's a latency. It's like you need to get a little stronger of a signal,
right,
before that meter starts going.
Got it.
And, you know, then I saw the meter light up on the phone. I didn't have any problem, you know, bumping it around and adjusting it. You know, I didn't have to, you know, like wait 30 yeah. seconds for every adjustment or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something I've tried using, like the Slingbox and things like that in the past to adjust. And boy, waiting for that, you know, 4 or 5 second delay. So very cool. Hey, let's go ahead and just bring Tracy in. We're really kind of running shy. We only have 8 minutes left of the show. So let's bring in Tracy and kind of do a follow-up with her. I know Tracy is very active on the fridgefta.info forums, and Tracy goes by Tracy OK. Tracy, you there?
I'm here.
Hello. Well, I know we had a question on the forums. Michael, did you get that question? We did have a question on the forums from somebody asking what the picture quality, the PQ, was when you're running 8 channels on your carrier.
Wanting to know.
They were very curious what the picture quality looked like when you have 8 subchannels on 19.63 meg.
Right, it looks good.
And I was going to suggest.
I
was going to suggest that a lot of the channels you carry are 2 meg or less to start with, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, we run 2.1 on a couple of channels, and then the rest are all like 1.8, 1.9.
Very cool. Well, was there anything else that we didn't cover in the interview when you got a chance to listen back to it?
No, I think we kind of got everything, I think, unless somebody has other questions. Now, the feed, if they go to the website that you mentioned, numerous, we have 2 channel feeds on there. Those are a lower resolution, and those are coming off of one of those set-top box converter box running into a computer.
Okay.
And the picture is really designed to be watched on like an iPhone or a tablet, a smaller screen.
Uh-huh. So that's on your website, www.kctu.com?
Yes.
Very
right.
Good.
Right. And the one of them is this TV, and the other one says Mikasa, but we changed it, and it's actually Zeus Country Music right now.
And I'm really interested in seeing that. Joe, have you ever heard of Zeus before?
Yeah, it was, like Tracy said in the interview, it was, what was it, the Country Network or something before? And
right.
Branded maybe 6 months ago, 12 months ago.
They have a big website where you can go and watch stuff.
Okay. Well,
they got nice playlists and selection website.
If I start getting drowned out here, we have some big fire tankers flying 500 feet off the deck, and the building rumbles when they go overhead. So if you hear something that sounds like a semi-truck hitting my microphone, it's only a fire tanker 500 feet off the deck.
Well, we hope you stay safe there and don't have any bad luck.
Well, thank you. At least the wind's blowing the correct direction for me, but they're already starting to lose structures, and I guess just looked it up. They're over 400 acres in 2.5 hours, so it's a biggie. So anyway, Joe, do you have any dirt to scoop on Tracy?
Dirt on Tracy? Nothing I could mention on the air.
Oh, I'm joking.
He found sweet brown stuff. And he's been teasing me about that.
Should we ask?
Your favorite? That's what I'm wondering. I thought sweet brown was your favorite breakfast.
You're cutting out, Joe.
Yeah. And trust me, Joe, we're not doing that to you. You really are cutting out. But I just keep hearing the word sweet brown, and I don't know if I want to go into the subject anymore. Tracy?
Do a search. It was a lady that they interviewed on Channel 4 from a fire, and then somebody took the interview and put it to music, and it went all over the Internet. And to this day, they even joke around on Channel 4 that something sweet brown approved.
Okay. So can we say that Joe's
Joe's
products, are they sweet?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So are Joe's Pro sweet brown approved?
Yeah.
Well, Michael, what you got there?
Oh, no, hold on. I had to step out for a second. I had a phone truck here beating on the door. I had a phone line go out the other day, and they finally got, it's 9 o'clock at night here almost here, and I was like, who in the world's beating on the door? They picked the wrong time, and we got your phone line fixed. So, anyway, I was only gone about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yep. Well, Joe.
Joe, are you working on any more on the 422 on that box, or is that on the, what's going on with that?
422. All right. Well, you notice how, excuse me, when we release our software, they always have ROM numbers attached to them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's a ROM 36 and there's a ROM 38 and there's no ROM 37. ROM 37 has a 422 work in it that didn't quite work out. It's still being worked on.
And are you finding any successes? Are you hopeful on that?
Well, I part of the list I sent in was a request for something that might get it done for us.
Cool. Well, by all means, please report back to us if whenever you have anything to announce. We would love to break it here to Satellite Nation.
I definitely will.
Well, guys, it looks like we have about 30 seconds to wrap up here before the music starts playing. So, Joe, anything going on over at your site or anything that we can suggest some people come over and check out? FridgeFTAinfo.info.
Well, I really don't have anything exciting this week. Maybe next week.
But there is a ton of anybody interested in A3 stuff, a ton of stuff over at your site relating to the A3, and suggest people check it out. Okay, guys. Well, this brings us to the end of the show. Want to thank everybody for joining us this evening, and we are going to be out in about 10 seconds. Check out FridgeFTA.info and Amico-A3.us. Have a great week, Satellite Nation.
To all that tunes in tonight, join Satellite Guys Mike and Brian next Wednesday for another informative episode of Satellite Nation. And don't forget to like our page at facebook.com/Satellite Nation Radio. Until next week, good night.